Good morning. Good morning, good morning. It's a great morning to be here. What an awesome, beautiful day it is. Not a cloud in the sky. We know that the presence of God is here with us. I've been reminded as I've been doing these Facebook Lives through the week when I say, hey, it's tough being here by myself, and everybody says, hey, I'm there with you. And as I look out at this beautiful sanctuary, I can see the faces that are normally sitting here. And I appreciate your presence. I can feel the Holy Spirit. And I am just excited to be here to bring you this message. If you look at the text I'm going to use, I'm going to actually preach to you from John 10. Verses 1 through 10, and anybody that knows me, they have probably heard this sermon or something similar to this sermon I'm giving you today. You've probably heard it before, especially if you were in one of my youth groups or if you've been to camp, or if you've heard me preach over a few times, you've heard a variance of this message, and I'm just excited today to be here to bring it to you because I think it's more appropriate today than any time that I've ever delivered this message. I want to talk to you today about the abundant life that's available through Jesus. Again, we're living in a tough time right now. We're not doing a lot of the things we want to do, but you know what? The abundant life is still there and it's still available for us. Again, we need to remember that, recognize that now as much or more than ever. Again, God's in control. We're going to be okay. We're going to be more than okay. We're going to be fabulous. And things are going to come together. And hopefully the next few weeks we'll be able to be together. But again, it's just wonderful to be here. I'm going to open us up with a word of prayer. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your presence here with us this morning. Lord, I feel the Holy Spirit here, Lord, and I just thank you. Lord, I thank you for sending your son that by what he has done has assured us of our salvation, Lord, and it's also assured us of the abundant life that that he talks about in John 10. Lord, I just pray that you're working the hearts and lives of everybody here watching this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to go ahead and read the scripture. Again, it comes from John 10, verses 1 through 10. And Jesus says in this passage, "Very truly I tell anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs by another way, is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he's brought out his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers." Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I've come to give them life and give it to them more abundantly." And this is the word of God for the people of God, and thanks be to God. Let me pray. Again, dear Lord, just thank you so much for this scripture, Lord. Just thank you for all that you do in our lives, Lord. I just pray that that each person who's able to hear this message, Lord, hears the message that comes from you, Lord, and learns about the abundant life that is available to each one of us. Lord, I just pray that your words flow through me in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, it's just wonderful, wonderful to be here. It's a beautiful day. it's Sunday morning. It's time to worship. It's time to hear His Word. And I'm going to bring you a message from a familiar passage, one that I love dearly. But first, I just want to know if you have ever realized, again, I'm going to ask a rhetorical question. Have you ever noticed how unhappy a lot of people in this world are? Have you ever noticed? There are some truly unhappy people in the world. And I think going through what we're going through now, it kind of magnifies their unhappiness. And I just pray, I pray that these words are words of encouragement, not just to Christians, but to people who are unhappy, who don't know where the abundant life comes from. You see, I think part of the reasons why there's so much unhappiness and dissatisfaction in the world today is because people are looking in the wrong places for happiness. They don't realize where it truly comes from. They're trying to solve eternal problems with temporary solutions. They're trying to solve spiritual problems with physical solutions. And it's impossible. It's impossible to do. And that's what I'm going to talk to you about today, is where this healing comes from, where this hope comes from that Jesus is talking about in John 10. You see, because there isn't an answer to this eternal question. How do I find happiness? How do I find joy? You see, in John 10:10, Jesus stated the purpose why He came. When He said that the thief only comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and I've come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. But what did Jesus mean about living life more abundantly? He said we deserve an answer to this question, and hopefully the words that I deliver today answer in part that question. Hopefully it answers in full that question. We all start seeking that abundant life. But first, let's look at what the word abundant means. A dictionary would define abundant as being complete, to the maximum. Matter of fact, it says more than enough, overflowing. Abundant means overflowing, means more than we need. So when we're using this in reference to our life, it means that our life, when we accept Christ, and we start living for Him, and we start searching for those eternal things that He brings, that's when we truly start living that abundant life. You see, the good news is, and I don't want to discount our salvation because that's the greatest gift ever, but what I really want you to think about is after we accept that gift of salvation that Jesus came and died for us for, I want us now to concentrate on the abundance that's promised to us in the Scripture. You see, eternal life, Jesus died on the cross. He took our sins there for us. Eternity waits on us. When we accept that grace, that kind of brings us to heaven. What Jesus did on the cross brings us to the ability to have a relationship with God, to bring us to heaven. But what this abundant life is talking about, it's talking about the peace and joy that we live here today. We don't have to wait on it. Again, our eternity starts as soon as we accept Christ. Then we should start seeking that abundant life. We'll be a lot more happy, more joyful people once we realize how to live it. It's kind of like a second blessing. It's eternity plus an abundant life now. And again, I'm convinced there's a whole lot of Christians who are living the abundant life, but there's some who still have not realized where it comes from and what it means to live it. Again, Jesus said, I've come that they may have life and have it more abundantly. You see, this tells me that God desires that His children live a life full of happiness, peace, and friendship with God. And you see, through Jesus, we have that available to us. It can be done. There's Christians all over the world living the abundant life right now. You see, there really is an abundant life. See, abundant living is living a life that's filled with things that are good for us. Paul described some of those things in Galatians 5 when he talked about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, compassion. All these things are eternal things that come straight from Christ. When we accept Christ, we have those things available to us. And when we lean on those things, we make those things the priority in our life, man, we can start feeling that joy, that peace. Again, for spiritual problems, we have to have spiritual solutions. For eternal problems, we have to have eternal solutions. But sometimes we live in a world that sometimes it's hard to seek out that. There's so many things going on, but I'm telling you, it's there right now for you and for me. But we look too many times to solve our problems with things that are not eternal. We look to solve our problems by buying things, with money, by just satisfying our needs. And you know what? It's never enough. When we start trying to solve spiritual problems with physical solutions, it's never enough. We can't buy enough. We can't have enough things that are tangible that we can gain on ourselves to live that abundant life. The abundant life only comes through Christ. You see, the abundant life is free from things that are bad for us. Again, those things that are good for us is what the abundant life is. It's free from being selfish. It's free from hatred. It's free from unforgiveness. It's free from envy and jealousy. You see, the abundant life, we forget about those things. And again, we start living for the things that are eternal. We don't have greed anymore. We don't gossip anymore. We don't slander anymore. We're not pessimists. We don't talk about despair. We talk about hope. In other words, when we start living the abundant life, we start doing away with these things that are negative in our life, the things that bring us down. But sometimes we start talking like this, again, because we're trying to find those physical solutions to our spiritual problem, and it's impossible. But I'm here to tell you today that God is greater than our sins. Again, sometimes we slip back and we do some of these things, and we're like, oh man, I'm supposed to be living the abundant life. What have I done? I'm here to tell you, God is ready to forgive you because he's greater than our sins. What he did for us on the cross is greater than anything we can ever do. It don't matter what your weakness is. I have plenty of weaknesses in my life. If you don't believe me, you can ask Rhonda. She can highlight them pretty quick. But some of the things in my life that I'm trying to handle, when I get rid of those things that keep me from living the abundant life, it draws me that much nearer to God. Again, that don't mean that I never commit sin anymore, that I never go to my weaknesses anymore. I do. I struggle every day with weaknesses. I struggle every day to live that abundant life. And then when I pray and I say, Lord, I'm not living the abundant life like you want me to. What should I do? He reminds me of this. He reminds me that it's found in Christ and Christ alone. You'll not find that abundance anywhere else. See, that's why it's so hard for non-Christians to even imagine what I'm saying today can be true because they've never experienced that relationship with Christ. If you don't have that relationship with Christ, it's hard to imagine an abundant life. It's hard to imagine a life that's overflowing with things that are good. But people who are living an abundant life, again, they're looking for patience. They're looking for integrity. They're looking for ways to show kindness. And they avoid all those things that are bad. But again, as human beings, it's tough for us to separate the temporary from the eternal. Sometimes it's tough for us to separate the temporary from the eternal or the physical from the spiritual. It's tough because we're human beings. We live in the flesh. When we're solely trying to seek the temporary things, we always come up disappointed because they don't last forever. But when we start seeking those things that are eternal, that are found in Christ, they do last forever. There's a difference between joy and happiness. There is a difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is temporary. Happiness is based on circumstances. But that joy that we feel when we're living the abundant life comes from Christ. It lasts forever. It's always available to us. That don't mean we're not supposed to be happy. We are supposed to be happy. But sometimes we can be a little bit down, a little bit sad. But you know what? You can be sad and joyful at the same time. Let me repeat that. You can be sad and joyful at the same time, but you cannot be happy and sad at the same time because they're opposite. Some of the situations that I've had in my life where I felt the most grief, when I seek that joy, although I'm not happy, I can still live that joyful life. Good example of that, I'll just tell you, a few years ago, at my home church, we started an Abundant Life Day Camp ministry. I was preparing for it on July the 4th, 2016. Had some people helping me prepare for the camp. It was going to be a four-day camp for middle school kids, and the camp's still going on today. And we've reached a lot of kids through that camp, but nobody's been touched more spiritually through that camp than me. Before the first day, again, July 4th, 2016, I'm setting up a water slide. I've got some kids coming. They're testing it out. Everything's going great. And I get a call. I get a call from one of my mom's neighbors that my brother had collapsed and he'd come. So I come and and when I got there, the ambulance that got there, they were doing CPR on my brother. We go to the hospital, and when we got there, things didn't seem very good. And we'd been there for a little bit when they came and they told me and my mom and my sisters that my brother didn't make it. Chuck had died. It's one of the saddest times I've ever had. To see a mother lose her son. To have to call my nephew. I can't tell you how sad that time was. And I don't know how many kids depend on camp the next day. People start calling me. Saying, I'm so sorry for your loss. What are we going to do about camp? When are we going to have camp? And the only thing I can say is camp is going to start at 8:30 in the morning. Camp will start at 8:30 in the morning. So I didn't get much sleep that night. Of course, this was with my family. We were getting through the loss of my brother. I'm still trying to get ready for camp. I've got people helping with that. And I had all the volunteers come in the next morning, July 5th of 2016. They came in at 7:30 in the morning. And again, I'm not very happy. I'm sad. And all of a sudden, I've got these adult college-age volunteers, even high school volunteers, that put me in a circle. They put me in the center of a circle. They placed their hands on me and started praying. It's the most peace I've ever felt in my life. I was still sad. I was still so sad over what had happened. But you know what? I can feel joy because I feel the love of God in my life. You see, when we're living the abundant life, even though we go through things, we still feel His peace and joy. See, God's inviting you to experience an abundant life. 1 Timothy 6, Paul writes that God richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Again, we don't understand everything that happens. We don't understand everything that happens, but we know that in John 10:10 that Jesus said that he comes to give us life more abundantly. Again, once we accept Christ, our whole purpose is to show others Christ. Our whole purpose when we receive this abundant life is to show it to others. Again, the word abundance means more than we need. The Lord has blessed us with more than we can ever need. It's overflowing. And I know that when things are overflowing, if you have a bushel of tomatoes and there's more than it'll fit in the bushel, to keep them from running, you give it away. That's what we're called to do. We're not called to be selfish with this abundance. We're called to share it with everybody. Tell you how to identify the abundant life now. There's things that we know we're living the abundant life when we're doing. When we're living the abundant life, we look at things that are eternal, not outside circumstances. You see, the abundant life's not always easy. It's not always the easy path, but it's the most rewarding. It's not always the most glamorous path, but it's always the one that gives us those eternal solutions to our eternal problems. Praise the Lord, when we accept Jesus, our eternity happens pretty quickly. Sometimes it takes us a while as Christians to start realizing that abundant life, to start realizing where that abundant life comes from. Again, it's not always easy to obtain. Sometimes we've got to make tough choices. I'm going to close here in just a second. If you're truly trying to live the abundant life that's offered through Christ, I'm going to give you some ways that you can tell you're doing it. One thing is you can understand that failure is just an event. It's not a person. What happened yesterday is gone. What matters is what happens from today forward. You see, you've made friends with your enemies, and you're optimistic about your future. You know that success don't define you. It's not who you are. Everything that's good comes from God. We can be assured of that. But you see, you are filled with faith, hope, and love, and you live without anger. You know that we're supposed to stand for what's morally right. We're supposed to serve others. It should have been the first thing on the list. We are supposed to serve others the way Christ has served us. It even means that sometimes we're pleasant. Somebody describes to somebody that at the first of this message, when I start telling you about how people are unhappy, usually when people are unhappy, it shows, and they're not the most pleasant people. We're supposed to be nice to them too. If we're living the abundant life, we can show love to people that don't show love and grace to us. You see, because we can love the unlovable, we can give hope to the hopeless, and we give friendship to people who need friends. That's how we know we're living the abundant life. Again, it's about forgiveness, hope, compassion, and gratitude, knowing that everything good in our life comes from Him. Again, when we accept salvation that's available through Christ, that brings us to heaven. But living the abundant life brings heaven to us now. I want to speak to you now just to ask you a question. Are you living the abundant life? Are you living the abundant life? Do you really recognize that Jesus came to give you life and give it more abundantly? Again, if you haven't accepted Christ as your personal Savior, it's hard to imagine the abundant life. If you're here today and you haven't, I just ask that you pray. You find somebody and pray. You can call me and pray that that Jesus comes in your life, you start living that abundant life. You can start searching for that abundant life. Mark 11:24 tells us, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So pray it today. Again, Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Are you seeking that abundant life? Let me pray. Dear Lord, just thank you so much for what you did for us on the cross, but also, Lord, for what you do for us every day in our lives. You're doing so many things. You're working so many miracles in our lives that we don't even recognize it, Lord. I just pray that as we start living the abundant life, Lord, and we start growing closer to you, that we recognize your voice. We recognize that everything good in our life comes from you. Without you, we're nothing. But with you, Lord, you've given us more than we need. Lord, I pray for each person watching that. Pray for each member of Chestnut Hill United Methodist Church, each person in this community, Lord, in our communities beyond. Lord, I just pray that they experience your saving grace and start seeking that abundant life. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, it's great to be here. I just thank you so much for your time. I thank you for watching. Please know that if you need me for anything, just give me a call. I miss you. I love you. And I will talk to you later.